We Talk Podcasts is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. The zombie apocalypse is imminent. Could you survive? You'll have a better chance after completing Geek Nation Tours Zombie Apocalypse Training 101. Learn to fire weapons, scrounge for food, and actually run from zombies. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Week 12 it is.
We Talk Fantasy Football Week 12.
We went 5-1 last week. That puts us at 9-3 the last 2 weeks. So we bounced back nicely from our one losing weekend of this week of the season. Things are looking pretty good. So we're going to analyze the teams. It's the quickest, the fastest, the most aggressive We Talk Fantasy Football hosted by myself, Mo, and Brett.
Yes.
That there is. It is the 32 teams in 32 minutes. We're going to go back to that one. We're going to do it this week by making our game picks at the same time as well. And then, of course, we'll take a look at the top performers and make our predictions on that. But we have to do better than we did last week because we sucked. Just horribly sucked.
It's kind of like 32 teams in 32 minutes, lightning round.
This is always a lot of fun. So we're going to do 32 teams in 32 minutes, like I said. We're going to open up where we've got the Thanksgiving games, which is a double-edged sword because you can kind of already know where your weekend is going for fantasy. You can adjust things from your fantasy weekend. If you're way down, you can take more risks. You can be more safe. I mean, so much can get settled already after those three games, but it's a hassle that to pick that many players that early when, you know, somebody could be, you don't know about somebody, that could be somebody that might play and might not play, and now because they're playing later in the week, you have to make decisions on whether or not you can get them in there and hope. It's kind of a hassle, but at least it's fun to watch football that day for you American folk. We're up here in Canada, but we have this thing called television up here.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. No. All right, so anyways, here we go. 32 teams in 32 minutes. We're going to open up with Philadelphia Eagles at 4-6, taking on the 3-7 Lions. So we're going to open up again here with the Eagles.
Oh, the Philadelphia Eagles. Wow. I mean, Chip Kelly looks to be on his way out. That is an interesting thing. He'll probably wind up back in the college ranks next year.
I don't think he's going anywhere. He's got one more year.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I think people are getting tired of him, including the players, which is not a surprise because players have been getting tired of him for a long time. As far as the fantasy goes, will Sam Bradford play? Lots of people are saying no, which looks bad for them. Their wide receivers have been god-awful. Celek is the only starter at tight end, so that's maybe a positive for the team in fantasy. Their defense, wasn't very good. And overall, DeMarco Murray, he's looking as the lead back again, so he should be okay.
What I will say about them is that Matthews, at wide receiver, has his value. He's a really talented player whose value has been harpooned by poor coaching and quarterbacking, and at some point you're going to get him a value due to that. So let's move on then. So they're taking on, of course, the Lions.
The Detroit Lions, well, I mean, 3-7. I mean, they're not a very good team, but Matt Stafford is a better quarterback than anybody Philly has. Calvin Johnson is a better wide receiver than anybody Philly has. They haven't figured out their running game yet. They're still trying to get Joik Bell in. They're not 100% trusting Amir Abdullah, which is a bit of a problem. Overall, their defense is a non-starter. I mean, for me, if I'm going to pick this game, and it sucks to have to pick this game, I am going to go with the Eagles to win them.
I'll go with the Lions, who've won two in a row to win, including beating the Packers, who are still a good team. And I would say I think a very streamable defense in the Lions this week. I would look to stream them. From a fantasy standpoint, though, they're a funny team. They don't win an awful lot. Maybe you'll get a streaming matchup, but generally, I just wouldn't play any of their starters. Moving on to the next round, we got ourselves the Panthers and the Cowboys.
Ah, the Panthers and the Cowboys. Now, the Panthers 10-0, they are amazing. Cam Newton coming off an extraordinarily strong game. Jonathan Stewart was, as I predicted, a nice play at running back. Wide receiver, there's still a quagmire of who's going to play. I don't know. Greg Olsen still rocks, and their fantasy defense is a killer. They are an awesome team, and almost everybody's an awesome play.
Yeah, actually, they're a great play up and down the board. Newton is, it's just a matter of time until people know him the best quarterback in football if they already haven't. Right now, Tom Brady still deserves it, but Cam Newton is coming. And though you got him, you probably got him at value. What'll be interesting to see, how high he's drafted next year. I don't have a prediction on that yet, but I doubt he falls out of the second round, maybe not even out of the first. So the other game again, there's Cowboys then.
Yeah, the Cowboys, they looked better with Tony Romo. And there's still the question of can the Cowboys actually at 3-7 come up and win that division? Because, New York Giants currently leaning in at 5-5. Romo helps everybody out. Des Bryant, McFadden, if he plays, and I expect McFadden to play, but I'm not sure if he'll get the whole game. And then, Terrence Williams, their defense is average at best. Witten hasn't been very good, which is a shame, but got to pick the Panthers.
Yeah, you got to pick the Panthers. But yeah, that's where one of the interesting things is that Witten did not bounce back like we were at hoped he would last week with Romo. Will it happen this week? If it doesn't happen this week, I'll say that Witten should be
cut.
Right now, I'm not sure you should even play him, but if you do decide to play him, he's your best play. If he doesn't produce this week, that's it. Cut bait on him for sure. But yeah, absolutely, Panthers are the pick. But you realize the Cowboys at 3-7 could end up like 8-8 under Romo and still make the playoffs in that division. So the Bears are 4-6 and the Packers are 7-3.
Oh yeah, the Chicago Bears, at one point they were really bad. They've come on a lot of late, and they're looking a lot better right now. Langford has been a bit of a revelation, although I saw somebody drop Langford because it looks like Forte's coming back. Cutler's been a solid play throughout. I don't know who their wide receivers are most of the time, but when Alshon Jeffrey's there, he's a number one. Martellus Bennett, he's okay, and their defense, they're okay.
Nah, Bennett is not okay at this point. Bennett is Zach Miller's the guy to have. Mm-hmm. There.
You never know.
The two of them, though, the point is, I would avoid both of them. And Carey was getting some carries from Langford last week. I don't understand that at all. Langford, I think, will continue to be part of their lineup, though. But yeah, they should have won that game last week. So that's a huge disappointment. What about the Packers?
Oh, the Packers. They. At 7-3, they're still poised to win the division because Aaron Rodgers is still better than Teddy Bridgewater, ultimately. But, Aaron Rodgers played not very well last week, and their wide receiving core is still up in the air for quality. Eddie Lacy came back last week, which is good, so it'll be interesting to see if he can actually take care of the business and actually be their number one running back. The defense is an interesting play in this case because they've been pretty strong, but I'm not sure I trust them against the Bears. I'm going with the Packers to win, though.
Well, the Packers have to be the pick to win at home. Yeah, Lacy's the big thing, right? Starks has not got a lot of talent. Starks, though, has been effective. Lacy has a lot of talent. He's got to produce this week, otherwise he's going to be sitting on my bench for the rest of the year, but you just can't drop the damn guy.
No doubt.
That's the tough thing. So you got the 4-6. You got the 4-6 Dolphins versus the 5-5 Jets. That's a really interesting game.
Oh yeah, the Dolphins. They're so random with Dan Campbell. I just don't think they're a very good team. Tannehill is not done enough. Lamar Miller is doing pretty well, but they don't give him the ball enough. Their wide receivers, Jarvis Landry's great for a PPR league. Otherwise, it's kind of nothing. Jordan Cameron is probably pretty nothing.
He's pretty one of the biggest busts of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And their defense has been, okay matchup-wise, but they lost a lot when they lost Cam Wake.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, I don't see how you can trust anybody on their team other than Landry, and that's a shame because they have more talent. Obviously, Campbell. I mean, he's not going to be there. I don't believe past this season as interim coach. But what do you think about the Jets, who've really fallen to earth?
Oh man, you know, Fitzpatrick just getting off of the surgery. I mean, he didn't look great last week. Ivory, who at one point was the number one back in fantasy, is completely fallen to the wayside. I don't even know if he's playable in this week because I'm sick of playing him. Their wide receiver Brandon Marshall is always playable. Eric Decker's probably playable in this case.
He's just as good.
Yeah, tight end doesn't matter in their case. Their defense today or for this game, I think they'll be okay against the Dolphins. You know, I think the Jets are going to win, but I'm probably going
to
be wrong.
It's the defense that, to me, I mean, we talk about Ivory's drop-off, certainly, and that's been huge. He could bounce back. But the big thing for me is their defense was a great fantasy play early in the season and was predicted to be a great fantasy play the whole season. And the fact is they're not, and they haven't been for a while here, and that's why this team is losing. And you're picking the Jets, though?
I'm picking the Jets, but, you know, I expect to be wrong.
All right, so we got the Chargers 2-8 versus the Jaguars 4-6.
Well, you know, as bad as the Jaguars are, the Chargers are one of the worst teams in football. Phillip Rivers is an awesome quarterback, and I feel bad for him. Melvin Gordon is a piece of crap running back, but Danny Woodhead is a good running back. They've got no wide receivers anymore, and I have no idea if Ladarius Green is playing, if Antonio Gates is playing. They seem to be canceling each other out for fantasy purposes right now, but they don't have to. And overall, their defense is terrible. I think the biggest problem is that they just lack a cohesive unit.
What we've seen from Phillip Rivers is, as talented as he is, we've seen him hit the wall the last couple of years. You saw it last year big time. You're seeing it. I think last week was the start of seeing it again this year. Him hitting the wall, I'm not sure from the rest of the season he'll be a guy you can play at all.
No. The Jacksonville Jaguars, Blake Bortles, I mean, he's a gunslinger. He's got two really strong wide receivers in Hearns and what's the other
Robinson.
Guy? And Robinson, absolutely. I mean, Julius Thomas, when he gets him involved, can do some damage. Yeldon is okay. He hasn't been fantastic so far this year, and their defense is a non-starter. Overall, though, I mean, given how bad the Chargers are, maybe their defense is a streamable play, but I like the Jaguars.
I like the Jaguars, absolutely, and Bortles has been a he's from fantasy, he's in real life, he's progressed, but still has issues. From fantasy, he's been terrific. Man, if he's available, this is one of the top streams for me of the week, if not the top stream, and I even think a guy like Cameron or someone like that is somebody that it might be on your waivers that I think is a great play this week. Yeah, I think their defense is. I just don't see any way that they can lose this game, so at 5-6, the Jaguars are going to be in the playoff race, relevant right to the end.
They absolutely are with the Colts and the Texans.
That's right. So we got ourselves the Bills 5-5 versus the Chiefs 5-5. This is almost an elimination game.
It absolutely is. And here's the thing: I don't think the Bills are going to the playoffs. Tyrod Taylor's got some injury questions. Rex Ryan does not care in the least because he's going to force him out on the field, even if he has two broken legs.
Who does he think he is? Jeff Fisher?
Yeah. LeSean McCoy has been great the last couple of games. He's been awesome, and so he's definitely a play. Their wide receivers, they're going to have to start forcing it to Watkins because he's not been very good. And their defense, in this case, I'm not a big fan of it. It can be great, but I'm not sure it will be.
I think in a normal situation, Tyrod Taylor is always going to be fantasy relevant, though the Chiefs are a tough team. They're just coming on so well, and they're going to win this game. And they're going to have a lot of good fantasy plays there. But I think Taylor will always be fantasy relevant, but I don't know sure he'll ever make a receiver fantasy relevant.
Yeah. The Chiefs are beastly right now. Like, their defense is on fire, so they are a stud play this week if you play them. Alex Smith is going to be a game manager, and that's fine. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be Charcander Quest. I think it's going to be Spencer Ware. He should be fine at running back, but not spectacular. Their wide receivers will be the usual, same with Kelsey. So, you know, play them as you normally would. But definitely the Chiefs win.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if this is a game where you can see a DeAnthony Thomas have a great game. Nia Davis could have a great game here. Like, it could come out of nowhere. I think it's a really a surprising game that way. I like Smith quite a bit this week. In fact, there's been a lot of times this season where he's been available to stream, and we haven't streamed him, but he's had a lot of good games, better than people realize. This is a team that's coming on. This is one of the top defenses in football and fantasy right now. Absolutely, the Chiefs are going to win this game, and it's going to be really interesting. So we're going to move on to seeing the 4-6 Raiders against the 2-8 Titans. You know, with Mariota being as good as he is, I didn't realize the Titans only won two games.
Yeah, it is true. It is true. The Raiders by themselves, they've lost a lot right now. Amari Cooper is having confidence issues, so he's falling way down to earth. Carr is still playing pretty well, but the rest of the team around him is completely falling to pieces. Crabtree's a good, strong play otherwise, but their defense, I don't like their defense this week.
It's actually a weird thing with them. Because Cooper's had this great season, and yet, so that's hidden the fact that he's had an unbelievable amount of drops.
Mm-hmm.
He drops a lot of passes. When he catches them, he does spectacular things with them, with the ball, but he's having a lot of drops, and so that affects his real-life ability. What about the Titans?
Well, the Titans, yeah, you're right. 2-8, that is surprising. Mariota is a good quarterback who just needs a little bit more. And, here's the thing. I don't think Malarkey's going to be their head coach next year either. But overall, I don't know what to do with their running backs. I don't know what to do with their wide receivers. I do know what to do with their tight end. Delanie Walker has a great matchup. But the crazy thing is, though, at 2-8, I actually think that the Tennessee Titans are going to win the game.
I actually think the Raiders are going to win the game, but it could go either way. It's a funny game. The guy actually I like this week is Kendall Wright coming back from injury, and I think Malarkey knows how to use him a lot better. I think he's a sneaky play, and he's available in a lot of waivers, and I think you should pick him up and consider streaming him using him as your flex this week. I would definitely go with him. But
he's a fine play in PPR, no question.
I think he'll be a very good play. But I like the Raiders this week, but it's a tough game. It's one of the tougher ones. Now the 5-5, and who would have expected that? Bucks versus the 5-5, and who would have expected that? Colts.
Yeah, that's true. The Bucks. Wow. their last couple of games, they have been on a bit of a tear. Their defense has played really well. Jameis Winston, 5 touchdowns last week. He was really.
It's all
good.
Against the Eagles. Let's just keep that so down
true.
To earth.
Here. Yes,
it's the Eagles.
Doug Martin. Doug Martin's actually been playing really well. Like, they're wishing that they'd picked up his option this time. Mike Evans has been a strong play, not phenomenal. Overall, though, the Bucks have a lot of plays.
Yeah, but the thing about Martin is you have to look at it. He's had huge games and complete busts. He's not consistent at all, across the board. Which is from running backs and wide receivers. That's especially running backs. I think that's more acceptable for a running back because you're hoping that one or two of them goes off every week, and then you'll be fine to carry the rest of the running back position. So
he is a rookie though. So
Martin.
Oh, not Martin. Sorry, I was talking about Winston.
I was saying Martin.
Oh, okay.
Martin's gone off, and then he's happy.
Oh, yes,
games.
Yes.
So anyways, what about the Colts?
Well, the Colts, Matt Hasselbeck, he's managed to win games for them. He's almost a little bit better in that case than Andrew Luck. But at 5-5, I just think that they're going to struggle. I don't think he's got the same connection with T.Y. Hilton, and he needs to get Hilton going. Gore has been solid, if unspectacular. Ahmad Bradshaw's in the mix now. Overall, their defense is solid, if non-spectacular. I personally kind of like the Buccaneers to win this one.
I like the Bucs to win this, too. I look at the thing about the Colts is you look at them, and you're like, they were so exciting from a fantasy perspective early in the season. And now you look at them, and they are... Is there a less exciting team from a fantasy perspective? I'm looking at it this week. I'm going, man, there's a lot of guys who I wouldn't drop, but I'll keep on my bench.
Yeah.
Saints, 4-6. Texans, surprising, 5-5.
Oh, yeah. The Saints are... These two are teams going in completely opposite directions. Again, the Texans are going up. The Saints are going down. Drew Brees is up and down like crazy this year. I can't believe it. And that negatively impacts his receivers when he's down, obviously. Their running game Ingram's never really caught on to where I think people anticipated him catching on, and their defense is an abject disaster.
Yeah, I think Ingram is the key, because he hasn't been as effective as people had hoped coming into the season, and I think that's less his play, and I think that's more the coaching and the fact that they rebuilt their team to be a running team and then have not really fully committed to it, and that's absolutely hurt them quite a bit.
Oh, it has, 100%. You know, as far as the Texans go, they are on fire for some reason, which is weird, but I think that people are noticing.
More importantly, it's the defense the last 2 weeks.
Yes, J.J. Watt has kind of taken them on his back finally, and they're actually moving and knocking other teams down right now. Their offense, I mean, they're getting Hoyer back, which, you know, is probably a lift, but, you know, as long as they just keep feeding DeAndre Hopkins, that's good, because they got no running game whatsoever. They got some talented runners, but it isn't Alfred Blue.
Yeah, but look at that. Play that, I mean, against the Saints, yes, the Saints, but yeah, I would play the Texans. If there's, they'll be very streamable, and they'll be available in a few places. But more importantly, yeah, I mean, it's all new Hopkins. I mean, at the end of the season, he's going to be in the running for fantasy football MVP. He's having a great season, and it's even better than people realize. That's the thing about him. He's just an incredible player.
He's a target monster, and in fantasy football, that is a necessity.
So the Minnesota Vikings are 7-3 on the road to the 6-4 Falcons. So looking at the records, you'd think really close game. Reality is different, though.
Sorry, I forgot.
Vikings and Falcons.
Right. Yeah, because I was just thinking the Texans are going to win that game. But
I already marked that down. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Yes, the Vikings. You know, Teddy Bridgewater wasn't great last game. He's played okay for a game manager. He's not been the quarterback that I expected. Adrian Peterson is totally leading the team. It's kind of a crapshoot on who's going to be the wide receiver to own, although right now it's Stephon Diggs, and their defense is generally not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where Kyle Rudolph had a great game. So, but can you expect it again? I don't know. Wallace has been horrible for weeks now. Mm-hmm. I mean, he shouldn't even be rostered. Their defense is fine, but yeah, I mean, you shut down Peterson like the Packers did. They shut him down, then you'll beat them. But I don't know this week if he'll get shut down is the question.
No, absolutely right. You know, I think that the
Falcons team run
the Falcons,
defense.
Oh, the Falcons, their defense has just shattered over the last little while, and it's all up to their offense. I mean, it's got to be Matt Ryan, it's got to be Julio Jones, and, you know, we're going to see if Campbell can probably win the game, because they're, you know, I
Julio
don't expect.
Jones was the only wide receiver in football better than Nuke Hopkins.
Yeah. I don't expect Devontae Freeman to play, but, you know, Campbell should be good enough to beat the Vikings, but the Vikings are surprising. I am actually going to go with the Atlanta Falcons, though.
Really? I got to go Vikings. I mean, the Falcons have fallen. I mean, their defense, I don't think they can stop Peterson. I really just don't see how they can. So, yeah, I mean, Coleman's a good fine player, though, man. I think Coleman, if you're doing those daily fantasy leagues, man, I think Coleman's a spectacular play for you this week.
He'd probably be pretty cheap.
Yeah, exactly. So the Giants, they're 5-5. The Redskins are 4-6. Again, this is almost an elimination game.
Oh, yeah. Both teams
have
played.
Well, certainly for the Redskins.
Yeah, both teams have actually played better and worse than I expected. As far as the Giants go, this is probably, as you know, their record is probably as you'd expect, because they've won some games because of offense and they've lost some games because of defense. Eli, when he's on, is spectacular. And, you know, Beckham, when he's on, is spectacular. And the running game is a mess. And everything else is, you know, it's Eli and OBJ, you know.
Well, you know what? But the thing about Beckham is that he has less catches over 20 yards this year than Ben Watson, as an example. Like, he's still productive, but I don't think they're using his talents nearly as well as they can. So he's one of those guys who you play, but he's almost a wide receiver too right now.
Yeah, as far as the Redskins go, I mean, Kirk Cousins is great 1 week, but then he faces a better defense and he's not quite as great. DeSean Jackson was really good last week. Matt Jones, nobody knows if he's going to carry the football because he fumbles so much. Alf Morris is... He's battling injuries. Chris Thompson is okay. You know, Jameson Crowder's okay. Pierre Garçon's okay. So, I mean, if you have to, there's some guys there because the Giants' defense isn't very good.
Yeah, I mean, DeSean Jackson should be able to break a long pass again. But yeah, at the end of the day, you can only go so far when you can't establish a run game unless you're the Patriots. But I actually think the Redskins are going to win this game. I actually think that their defense might be a surprising play. I'm looking for a bounce back this week from them.
Personally, I like the Giants, but it's a tough call.
All right, we got the Rams, 4-6, versus the Bengals, 8-2. This one seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, the Rams are not a very good football team. Jeff Fisher is a horrible coach. Case Keenum, if he plays, it's probably a disaster waiting to happen. It doesn't matter who's playing at quarterback. It's a disaster waiting to happen. All they need to do is try to shut down Gurley, hold him to like 80 yards, and the rest of the passing game won't do anything anyways.
Yeah, I mean, Gurley is still awesome. And boy, he's you get even more an appreciation for how talented a guy like this is when you realize how bad the team is around him and the coaching and the quarterbacking. And it does remind you of Adrian Peterson through many of his years in Minnesota, how he you know, was so good despite everything really not being that good around him. And Gurley's awesome, and so you want to play him. Fisher, that offended me how he put out Keenum with the obvious concussion. I think he should have been fired immediately, or the league should have stepped in. The league should have had him fired.
Yeah. Yeah, the Cincinnati Bengals, I mean, this one, yeah, I would almost guaranteed win night, the Bengals. But, I mean, they've lost a couple now, but I think they're going to get back to the winning ways. I don't know which running back's going to do it. I mean, the St. Louis, they have a pretty good defense, but I think that they're going to have their hands full with A.J. Green, in this case, Tyler Eifert. Andy Dalton should be good. You know, Gio Bernard is probably going to be the play, but maybe Jeremy Hill.
Yeah, well, it's the same
thing.
And
their defense is spectacular.
Their defense is spectacular this week, and it's the same thing we've been saying a lot. Hill can get the touchdowns, and you never know when he will, but he is the guy in the touchdowns and the short yardage, and Bernard will catch the passes. Last week was the perfect game for them in that way. This week, I think they bounce back big. I think despite the good defense in St. Louis, I don't think it's going to matter. I think an angry... angry Bengals is going to score a lot of points. I love Eifert this week.
He's got to get his head screwed on a little bit straighter now.
The Cardinals, 8-2 versus the 49ers, 3-7. Another guaranteed win night, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about the Cardinals is that their last couple of games have turned into real shootouts, you know, but they're still such a good team that they can afford to get into shootouts.
They can beat any way they want.
Absolutely. I mean, Carson Palmer, he's great. And... you know, their running game, it's okay, but it doesn't really matter because Larry Fitzgerald is good. If Michael Floyd's out, well, then John Brown steps in. If John Brown is injured, then it's Jerron Brown or
J.J. Nelson.
You know, like they've got it covered. Their defense in this case is completely playable going up against the San Francisco 49ers.
A well-coached team, right? I mean, they'll always find a way to win. Chris Johnson's come back down to earth. I think this is a great week for him. Again, another guy I would target in those daily fantasy leagues, thinking that you can get good value for him. I think he's a strong, strong play. Is there a strong play from the 49ers?
No, I don't think there is. Gabbert, you know, is definitely not going to be a strong play, even though the Cardinals have given up some points. I think the 49ers, you know, they don't have a running back right now. They don't have a good wide receiver. They certainly don't have a defense that I would consider a viable play. So I just don't think there's any way, shape, or form that they can beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, they won't get shut out. They'll score some points.
Yeah.
So somebody is going to score something. But make the prediction. Will it be... who is it going to be? Like, if you had to predict somebody who's going to be fantasy relevant from that team, who's the one guy?
You know, maybe Vance McDonald.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with here.
Because you don't know if it's going to be their third tight end, their second, or maybe it's going to be their third wide receiver. Who knows?
Yeah, you just don't know. They are a, what is it, dumpster fire?
Dumpster fire,
I think that's been what we called them a couple times this year, quite rightly. So we got the Steelers, they're 6-4 against the Seahawks, they're 5-5. This is a huge game.
Oh, it's a huge game, and it's such a questionable game. Because, like, the Steelers right now, I mean, you know, having Big Ben back makes a huge difference, and he is a great quarterback. Antonio Brown is an amazing wide receiver. D'Angelo Williams has come down to earth a little bit, but he can get the job done. Martavis Bryant should be really good, actually, against Seattle, you know, overall. And their defense needs to stand up against Russell Wilson.
It's really, it's funny because, I mean, the loser of this might, it might cost them the playoffs. Once again, you know, we're getting to that point. I see the Seahawks making the playoffs, so therefore I see the Seahawks winning this game. Pittsburgh, to me, though, is they're always going to, again, I think they're matchup proof fantasy-wise. But we're going to find out this week if that Seattle defense is as good as they appear to be or not, or whether or not they are as poor as they appear to be at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle, I mean, Russell Wilson has been pretty, he's been pretty consistent, again, just like in previous years, as far as, like, he'll be a strong quarterback play, but you don't really notice it. Their running game, Thomas Rawls, is going to be probably going to be playing out the rest of the season. He was amazing last week. He should be really good this week. As far as their wide receivers go, it's a crapshoot on who it's going to be. Maybe it's Baldwin, maybe it's Lockett. Who really knows? Jimmy Graham, they don't give a rat's ass about him, so neither do I. And their defense, I can't play them going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Personally, I think the Steelers.
Personally, I think the Seahawks, like I say, at home, they're devastating there. Rawls, it always happens every year. There's one guy who comes on, like, in the last four or five games. Last year was a Hill or Beckham, you know what I mean? Both of those guys who come on and win you a championship that for the first, you know, two-thirds of the season did nothing. This year, Rawls is that guy. Now we got ourselves the Sunday night game, the Patriots and the Broncos. It's not the normal Patriots versus the Broncos, that's for sure.
No, it sure isn't. I mean, Tom Brady is still a beast. Maybe it's white, maybe it's blunt. I don't know that I play anybody going up against that staunch Broncos defense. The wide receivers, you got to hope that Amendola plays, but he probably misses this week, which means it's even crazier in there. Gronk obviously is Gronk still. But, you know, like, and their defense, though,
Gronk was awful last week.
He was.
Yeah, the defense is the strong play. And the Patriots are the team you have to pick because at the end of the day, you got, you know, a Hall of Famer versus a career backup. You know, so, I mean, the quarterback matchup. But it's funny, the Patriots, I believe, will win a low-scoring game, play their defense, and I don't play a single other player from their team, but even though they're going to win. So it goes back to the Denver. It's kind of the same thing. Is there anybody who's going to be fantasy relevant on that team other than probably still their defense, even against the Patriots?
Well, this is a huge game for Brock Osweiler because this is the game that basically says if he should be starting for the Broncos throughout the rest of the season. As far as he's going to feed Demaryius Thomas, so he'll be a fine play. Emmanuel Sanders is still dealing with a high ankle sprain, so I don't think he's going to be a fabulous play. Vernon Davis, you know, Daniels, they could be okay overall. Hillman might be good. But, yeah, I mean, the Denver defense is really strong all the time.
Belichick is going to expose Osweiler now that he has some game film on him in a regular season. And the fact that he is going to be exposed also by the fact there's still no run game to support him. As long as he doesn't have that, he's not gonna succeed. Just like Peyton won't succeed, nobody will succeed in that offense without a run game, and they're not going to have that this week.
Yeah, the truth is, I'm picking the Patriots, but I could see the Broncos as a trap game.
All right, the Ravens 3-7, and the Browns 2-8, in one of the worst Monday Night Football games in history.
Absolutely, this you couldn't have picked a worse time for this game to happen. I mean, you know, the Ravens just lost Joe Flacco. This will be the first game that Harbaugh's coached without Joe Flacco as the starting quarterback for the regular season. You know, they just lost Forsett, so you got Buck Allen starting. They have no wide receivers anyways, so they're a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure who has who's had more injuries harpoon their season, them or the Chargers. It's just unbelievable for both teams.
Yeah,
I'll say this, Crockett, Gilmore, maybe even Max Williams, you know, these guys, the tight ends, I think could be huge for them this week. I look for big games. Yeah. You know, historically, Schaub has found his tight end, so I think Gilmore is a great play.
All right, now as far as the Cleveland Browns, I like their defense. I think they're a streaming defense. They are a top choice. You know, Johnny Manziel is back to football purgatory because he's in Egypt, and then you've got you know, and so they're. You know, quarterback should be a strong play for Cleveland, and as far as running back, it's never a strong play. But this could make Barnage better again with Josh McCown back.
Yeah, and Barnage actually had a good game, one good game there with Johnny Football. Yeah, again, when Flacco's out, and at least if Flacco was in there, Manziel was in there, even if it was a 3-7 team versus a 2-8 team, you know, the TV executives and the TV, they could sell that game. It was fine. Now when it's, you know, a Schaub versus McCown, yeah, this is going to be one of the lowest rated games in history. But I do think that the Ravens are still going to manage to pull this one out. But
I'm going with the Browns in this case.
Okay, we'll go with the Browns. All right, so that's it. 32 teams in 32 minutes. We got it done, Brett. Now we're going to move on to the next part here, and it's interesting because once again, when you're looking at this, you got every single team without any buys, right? So that changes things, and that definitely changes things. I'm not sure if it makes it easier or harder. It might actually make it easier trying to pick your top performers of the week, because you know you don't have to worry about anything but just picking the best guys and have to worry about a buy or anything like that.
Well, I mean, there's so many guys. Like, I was shocked this week as I was going through some of the defenses on the waiver wire because there's just so many defensive plays available. Whereas, you know, we've kind of struggled with that.
Last week there was a ton, though, too. We were playing Tampa and Tennessee and
that's true,
having great plays. So last year was kind of the same thing, I think. Or last week, not last year. Every year.
Yeah,
it's a defense.
Because that's the way we play defenses, absolutely.
So, yeah, who are you looking at quarterback?
Oh, a quarterback. Well, you know, this one could be kind of tough, but honestly, I love Carson Palmer, and I think I love Andy Dalton. You know, these two are both really great plays. As far as, you know, like, you look at a guy like Tom Brady, who I'm just not that big on his matchup overall. Eli Manning could be a solid play, depending. So could Kirk Cousins. Yeah, exactly.
You almost look for a game where it's a really, really high-scoring game, and then see
and
what
Cam
happens.
Cam Newton's a beast. So.
Yeah, exactly. Cam Newton. I like Cam Newton this week. He is the number two choice, but Carson Palmer is being picked 34% of the time, Cam Newton 22% of the time, and then Aaron Rodgers, understandably so. But it's a funny week. I would go Cam Newton because he's just on fire.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as I think they're going to win that game, and as long as they win, then I don't think that the – I think if they lost a game, then I could see the Patriots losing. But as long as they're winning, I think the Patriots don't lose.
Yeah.
I think that's just that Patriot pride. Who are you looking at the running back? I can tell you Adrian Peterson at 58.9% is the top play. Then Doug Martin at 32%. Then Gurley and Chris Johnson and Chris Ivory and Thomas Rawls are all kind of rounding at the top.
I love Adrian Peterson. I can't not love Adrian Peterson in this case. I think my next choice is Thomas Rawls. I think Rawls is going to be a fabulous play this week. I also do like Chris Johnson.
Yeah, I like Rawls quite a bit this week. And like I said, I think this is a great week for Johnson. But wide receiver, who are you looking at?
Well, Julio Jones is Julio Jones, and that's a good, strong matchup for him. There is no doubt about that.
Yeah. And DeAndre Hopkins is DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes.
We'd already mentioned it, that these are the top two, you know, top two guys, right? So.
Oh, yeah, and they are. They're killers in this week. And I also have to say that I do think that Beckham could be a really good play against the Redskins secondary this week.
Yeah, Beckham could, and I also like Larry Fitzgerald a lot. Larry Fitzgerald is more to me the, he's that safer kind of pick.
Yes.
One of the two Jags receivers, maybe both of them, will have a great game. But because there's two really good ones, you don't know who it's going to be week in to week out.
This would definitely be different if it were PPR because I know who I would be choosing.
Yeah, PPR makes it different, and this is not. And that's kind of too bad because I prefer everything PPR. tight end, I think this is the week where we're not playing Gronk.
Yeah, I actually have to say you're right. Greg Olsen.
Yeah, it's either, fabulous. I mean, Gronk is at 25%, and then Eifert is at 22.6, and Olsen at 19.6, and then the fourth is Delanie Walker. I mean, Olsen or Eifert, for me, are both tremendous plays.
Yeah, and I think the sneaky play is Crockett Gilmore, as you brought up before.
Yeah, so we're going to go with Olsen on this one. The kicker is a kicker, but, I mean, I kind of like, I do like me some Cantanzaro.
In Arizona. Yep.
I think that's your play of the week. The other one is Hoshka. Yeah. I think he's a great play if you're looking to just, you know. So I'm actually going to pick him because I think he's a great play. Who is the defense?
Wow. I mean, I don't know that I can go with the Browns defense, even though I think that they're a strong start. I mean, again, the Bengals have an amazing game, but how do you not love the Cardinals?
You gotta love the Cardinals. You have to. But I think I like the Bengals the most personally.
Mm, yeah. That matchup is just is great.
Exactly. It's a combination of how good the defense is, how bad the opponent is, and how pissed off the defense is.
Yes.
And I think they're pissed.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
All right. I think that's about it. We're gonna go OU too. You can reach us at We Talk Podcasts on Twitter. You can email us info@wetalkpodcast.com. We check that every now and then. Not a ton, so keep that in mind. They're better off doing the Twitter. Facebook.com/wetalkpodcast.com. And is there anything else you wanted to say, Brad?
Yeah, we'll see you, and we'll beat you.